Hey everyone, welcome back to Overflow Today. I'm Joseph and we're joined today by former pro surfer and current filmmaker Brian Jennings. Hey Brian, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, it's a beautiful day to be here.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.
Brian, how have you seen your love of surfing help you connect with non-Christian friends or acquaintances?
Yeah, you know, I think the way that surfing has been a tool for me to reach out to those that don't know the Lord, the obvious one is just being in the water, you know, being out, doing what I love, being in the ocean, God's creation. I remember when I was 17 years old, I didn't know the Lord, but there were guys all around me out in the water surfing, and there's a lot of conversations going on. There's that common bond that only surfers have, surfing big waves, small waves, being out in the water. So I think probably just the conversations that naturally happen by being out in the water surfing is just a great way to then be able to share my faith with people around me that are also surfers. I think the best way for Christians to reach out to other people, just in general, is by not only surrounding themselves with Christians. I mean, that's the obvious way to reach those that don't know the Lord, is to hang out with some people that don't know the Lord. And a good way to do that is through your sport, join a team, join a club on campus, get involved with some clubs and activities that aren't necessarily Christian activities, but it's a way for you as a believer in Christ to be there and be a human being, be normal, be a person that someone looks at and goes, wow, why do you have all that joy? You just had that bad thing happen to you and you're still full of joy. What's going on? And they'll recognize there's a difference in you. And, you know, whether you're a surfer or not, or an athlete or not, there's all kinds of clubs and activities that you could join and be a part of, whether it's a cooking club or a, you know, arts and crafts club, whatever it is, there's different things to get involved in. I think God smiles on those situations when someone's like, you know what, I'm going to join that. Yeah, I'll have fun doing whatever they're doing, but purposefully I'm joining that to hopefully reach some people with the gospel, you know. And I think that's the way our walk is with God. There's times where he's going to say, hey, go. And maybe a friend of yours is going to say, or even right now you're watching this video and you hear me saying, go, you know, go, you can do this. Go. Like, just write your testimony down. Get some movies and hand them out. Start a Bible club on your campus. Join something. Do something in the whole hopes of sharing the gospel. And your life's going to start, like, first of all, you'll get some spiritual attacks, so it might get tougher, but it's also going to get better. I think fear gets in the way of a lot of great opportunities, so don't let fear dictate your lack of evangelism, because God wants to use you in ways that maybe you never thought possible. And the best times in my life, honestly, have been when I stepped out in faith and shared the gospel with somebody.